All right, this is a correction to the pshat I explained in the final Mishnah of Brachos, and it's a good musar on the importance of learning Rashi clearly. I explained in the Shalkavatar of the Mishnah that there was an unspoken discussion back and forth over the proof of whether or not you can use Shem Hashem in greeting somebody. So the Mishnah first said, brought a raya from Boaz, who had used Shem Hashem to greet the Kotzrim. And then the unspoken objection was that perhaps Boaz did it midati, he made it up. He made up this. He was more ahead on himself that he could use Hashem's name, but really that perhaps isn't Kadin. That was the unspoken question. And the Gemara answered by bringing a second raya, the raya of the Malach, the angel speaking to Gidon. And the Gemara itself quotes it. It says, V'chiv tema, maybe you'll say Boaz medate denav sheka amar. Maybe you'll say Boaz made it up himself that you're allowed to use this. Shem Hashem to greet somebody. Tashma, so come look. Come listen. We have another raya. It says the pasuk in Shoftim, Hashem imcha gibor achayel. The Malach said to Gidon, Hashem is with you, you mighty soldier. So the Gemara says now, V'chi teiman, if you'll object that raya saying, Malachu, that was an angel, the Ka'amar Leila Gidon, that was speaking to Gidon. So then it brings another raya, Tashma, Altavuz, etc., the next pasuk. So I explained, maybe you can't bring a raya from a Malach. But that is actually an incorrect pshat. If you look at Rak, that's what the Gemara seems to say, right? If you'll say, wait a second, that was a malach, so you can't bring a raya from a malach, that's incorrect pshat. Because Rashi says, v'chi teima malachu d'ka'amar le'le Gidon, if you will say it was a malach that was speaking to Gidon, and Rashi says, kalomar, that is to say, what the Gemara means to say is, lo yishal b'shlomo, it wasn't that the malach was inquiring, greeting, or inquiring for the benefit of Gidon, v'lo baruchu, and it wasn't just this erstam bracha, ela bishlichus ka'amar. He was speaking just on a shlichus from Hashem. He was giving a message that Hashem was telling Gidon that he would be matzliach in battle. V'lo gamrina mine, and therefore it's not a proof to learn from, because this isn't a way of greeting someone. It's simply it was simply the Malach giving, perhaps it was the Malach giving a nevuah, a message from Hashem to Gidon. So that is the problem with the Raya, that perhaps not a greeting at all, but implicitly, if the Malach would have been greeting Gidon, then, and we could confirm that was what he was doing, ostensibly that would be good enough proof that we'd be allowed to use Shem Hashem in greeting our friend. The Rav says this explicitly, although Gahati says it incorrectly, it seems, ostensibly, he says it the way I said it, that it was he was Berach, the Malach was Berach Gidon, and it seems like the Gahati, in fact, like me, was incorrect.